As Nigeria marks 61 years of independence from Britain, the celebration comes with mixed feelings for many of its citizens. 61 years on, Nigeria has fought a civil war which cost lives of millions. Today, it is battling terrorism, insurgency, banditry in the northeast and northwest, separatists in the southeast and southwest, as well as farmers and herders clash in most parts of the country. Kaduna State just became the sixth state to announce the shutdown of telecoms to aid its battle against terrorism and banditry. For a lot of Nigerians, the biggest question is if the country is heading in the right direction. Retired Commissioner of Police Frank Odita believes unemployment is one of the biggest issues affecting insecurity. He insists Nigeria cannot afford to be in a war mode battling both internal and external security challenges.
Because if our internal security is not well cared for, we will continue to be in a war situation, and that costs a lot of money. And the money that should have been used for the welfare of the people, the improvement of facilities to fight a war, and that is not good enough for us. So they should find a way to end the war and then improve the conditions of Nigerians all over, so that if Nigerians are happy people and they are gainfully employed, we will have less crime.
Odita is not the only one worried about the alarming situation. A former presidential advisor on National Assembly matters, Senator Florence Itagiwa, believes the increasing bandit activities and other criminal attacks are worrisome.
Well, what has happened to Nigerians is most unfortunate, you know, because the security issue is not what anybody, especially a leader, can run away from. And I think that it's getting so bad that, you know, it's overwhelming. And I'm praying that the government can be much more proactive, and because people cannot move around, you know, for fear of either being kidnapped on the road or being killed. And it's most unfortunate at this stage of Nigeria, at the age of 61. It's most unfortunate that we have descended back to where we are.
Dave Ajetomobi is the former chairman of the Ikeja branch of the Nigeria Bar Association. He insists corruption in the security architecture of the country is a massive problem.
Our military have some qualities that we can be proud of. However, are they well equipped? Are they well trained to bring out the best in them? That is the million-dollar question. But the paramilitary, especially the police, the customs, the immigration, the corruption there is massive.
Several years ago, Independence Day celebrations were characterized by statewide activities, including parades. No thanks to insecurity and COVID-19, this is no longer the case. A cross-section of Nigerians painted pictures of what the celebrations were like, reminiscing on their younger years.
In a jovial mood, we all march. People join the march fast. We wear our green, white, green, and we drum actively, marching around the field, going round, that's into street.
We are taken to stadium for marching out parade. Everybody will wear white and green.
Independence Day used to be very glamorous in those days. Times we have to line up on the road, we have like march past, debate, we do some playlists.
Children are not left out of the euphoria of the season, despite the security challenges. Some of them spoke excitedly about their plans for the day.
I may go to the park again, I may go to the zoo, I may go to the National Museum, I may go and visit some people.
I'm going to go to different places, have fun.
On October 1st, my church is planning to celebrate the Independence Day for children and adults to have fun, so I will also attend it.
These young minds already know what they like about Nigeria and the things they will like changed.
What I love about Nigeria the most is that it is a good country. The weather and everything, the house building and everything I do in Nigeria is very good.
Bad roads. What I like about Nigeria is that Nigeria has a lot of good natural resources. But what I don't like about Nigeria is that we have bad and corrupt leaders.
Now, while these future leaders might be excited by the Independence Day celebration, the stark reality is that the country's security challenges look worse than they have ever been. And this is enough reason for some to put a pause on the celebrations.
The security staff from our top officers to celebrate anything pertaining to Nigeria, I'm not happy.
First of all, I don't think we should even be celebrating independence. The country is so insecure. It's when you are totally free. That's when you should be celebrating independence.
At 61 and still counting, it is hoped that governments at all levels, including stakeholders, will bring a lasting solution to the worrisome development. This report was produced by Ijeoma Isek and Wemimo Adewuni for 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Ranging from the overwhelming spate of insecurity to separatist agitations and anxiety over resource control degenerating to economic and political crisis, as well as several other hurdles in various sectors, no doubt Nigeria's daunting challenges appear unabated at 61. After several battles with the wave of military rule, the country's current political stability for about 22 years seems to be a major achievement. Even though there are growing calls for restructuring and revamping of the nation's constitution for fairness and equity, yet there is no solution in sight. As the nation is marking her 61st independence anniversary, the position of her invisible entity is put to test as Kano residents share their divergent views on the issues bordering on national unity.
The Igbos who are calling for this disunity, they are the ones controlling the economy. We are farmers. The Yorubas, they have the fort. So if you can come together with the South, who are the economic producer of the petroleum, I think we will do a lot of things to the country.
I prefer the separation. It's better because it's in Nigeria. We have banditry. We have corruption at its peak. Any kind of problem reside here.
Nigeria must stay as one. No matter how Yoruba are and the Igbo they are and the Hausa, they must stay together because we have to stay together and work together.
Commenting, a political scientist with Bayero University Kano, Dr. Saidu Ahmad Dukawa, blames Nigerian leaders for worsening the daunting challenges of the country by prioritizing state and regional interest ahead of national interest.
Successive Nigerian leaders tend to emphasize building the state rather than the nation, which means they want the government to be powerful so that they control the nation. But we ended up with a situation whereby the state is rich, the people are poor. The state is powerful, the people are weak. And the reverse is supposed to be the case, that all the riches and the powers of the state are supposed to be mobilized towards building the nation. And in this regard, we also fail.
Speaking with our correspondent Abdurrahman Balarabi Isa on the growing agitation for power rotation among the political gladiators across the country, an elder statesman Alhaji Tunkuya Kase subscribes to the zoning arrangement for the sake of fairness and equity.
If it is by term, in terms of voting during election, and Ijeoma cannot be the president of Nigeria, it will be extremely difficult for some minorities or even majorities to take the power of the presidency in Nigeria.
He, however, opines that the popular will of the people must be prioritized while considering such zoning arrangement. Nevertheless, in spite of the nation's diversity, it is imperative to note that no clan, community, or society is an island, hence the need to leverage on our endowed multiplicity towards strengthening peaceful coexistence and national unity in the country. United we stand, divided we fall. Happy 61st Independence Anniversary to all Nigerians.
That was the anthem that rent the air on October 1st, 1960, when the Union Jack was brought down and the Nigeria's green-white-green flag hoisted, signifying Nigeria's independence from its British colonial masters. The independence was to come with lots of promises of better life for Nigerians, as is expected of a nation that just attained self-rule. His Royal Majesty Igwe Sondo Kafo of Okpuno Kingdom, who was a teacher at the time, and a veteran broadcaster Lady Chinwe Nedum, who was a Standard 3 pupil then, spoke of their joys and expectations on October 1st, 1960.
What happened that day was the mounting of the Nigerian flag. There were promises and people had very big hope that Nigeria will develop rapidly because people thought that the British people were cheating us.
I think I still remember. I was in the field at Enugu. We went marching with green, white, green flags in our hands. Great expectations because of the great promises. As we were told, once Nigeria got her independence, we were free to do things our own way. And we were looking forward to it with that green, white, green flag in our hands.
61 years after independence, it appears Nigerians do not have much to celebrate, as some of those who heard the promises an independent Nigeria offers believe the nation has only retrogressed rather than progress.
At that time, I didn't think that Nigerians had enough trained personnel to promote the improvement they were talking about. That was where the failure started. We have not achieved anything based on planlessness, myopic ideas, and things like that. Even with the discovery of oil, things became more worse because we started getting money without planning what to do with the money.
I didn't lose it all along the line, but today I've lost it because we were given all we wanted, wonderful Nigeria, rich Nigeria. So we mismanaged everything that today our children are suffering because we didn't plan. And like the great Zeke said, if you don't plan, you plan to fail.
Is there still any hope for Nigeria? They explain.
Unfortunately, I don't have any hope because ethnic tendencies are becoming more entrenched. Even those educated ones, the North will say this, the South will say this. No convergent of thought and plan. Everybody wants to make his own region benefit more from the Nigerian wealth.
I think the first thing Nigeria has to do is to revisit the constitution and make it right. Agitation here and there. We have to give everybody what his or her due is. No justice, no equity, no fair play. Therefore, the country is going.
For a youth, Maazi Chukwu Mokpalezuku, who is the national secretary of Ohanaeze Ndigbo Worldwide, it is appalling that 61 years after independence, Nigeria is still recycling the same leaders who were unable to chart a progressive course for the nation.
The people in power since till today should consider leadership as a relay. It is not a permanent responsibility on a particular people. They have ceased to accommodate our generation. They are no longer as active as they were. There is need to discourage, kill the impression of ethnicity, tribalism that begot the hatred that held Nigeria where it is today. Without our generation not thinking the way our fathers thought that made them to hate themselves, we will not move forward. Nigeria must go back to the drawing table and do the needful.
There is no doubt that the expectations of Nigerians so far have not been met. Instead, tales of insecurity, nepotism, and corruption appear to be the story. As Nigeria clocks 61, it is only imperative that genuine efforts commence afresh at entrenching a peaceful, prosperous, and united Nigeria if the nation will overcome its glaring socio-ethnic, political, and economic woes. For Wazobia 93.7 FM on Onitsha, I am Kene Chukwuoforma.
In the midst of various security and economic challenges bedeviling Nigeria, the country is celebrating our 61st anniversary as an independent nation. This year's celebration makes it 22 uninterrupted years of civil rule after a series of military rule from 1966 to 1979 and then 1983 to 1999. Though the country's democracy is still in its early years, Nigerians are not relenting in asking government to address some of the issues that have further divided the country, like ethnicity and religion. Others have the opinion that if government can further check the spate of insecurity and other criminal activities, as well as unemployment, nepotism, provision of social amenities, among others, Nigeria will be on the path of growth and development. Despite the preparedness for the anniversary in the nation's capital, residents of the FCT have lamented over the dwindling state of the economy and the increasing cases of corruption in government agencies. They say the high level of insecurity is as a result of youth unemployment in the country.
The government should pay attention to the people's desire. They should forget about politicizing everything.
Let the government come out and hear what the masses is passing through today. And if you look at our education is very important.
When there is life, people can plan, people can go to work, people can go to school. And the high rate of insecurity, especially at the northern parts, now is at the northern part, but if nothing is done about it, definitely it will spread to other aspects of the country.
When you create these job opportunities, it will reduce the rate of unemployment in the country.
Nigeria get plenty problem where naturally we know say this problem need to be solved. For example, Niger Delta, their complaint be say the oil where they take for their land, they know they remit to them their own income accordingly. You go to Southeast, they complain say since after independence they never give them leadership of this country. You come north, everywhere insecurity. Southwest problem. Today this man, today the other person. And government no one hear what people they talk and they think they spoil more and more. So with the advice government say, I beg, make government put their head together. May they not put everything like politics. No.
Some others who question the rationale for the yearly ritual, they urge government to focus more on resolving the socio-economic challenges plaguing the country instead of focusing on festivities. While noting that government has tried in attempting to meet the needs of Nigerians, the respondents insist there is need to do more in making sure every Nigerian enjoys the dividend of democracy across all sectors.
Nigeria we saw, we met, is no longer this Nigeria. So many things has gone wrong. For me, celebrating independence, it's worth doing. But the situation we find ourselves today doesn't call for it.
I don't see any reason for celebration. I don't think the meaning of independence is still existing. Because first, I was thinking that independence is gaining autonomy from our colonial masters. But right now, what we are seeing is that the elite or the leaders are treating the masses the same way they feel the colonial masters were treated and that they seek for independence.
During our school days, we normally go out for marching. On a day like that, we celebrate with the joys. But what we are seeing now is quite different from what was like before. Things are really falling apart.
They further noted that the huge amounts spent on various decorations around the Eagle Square, City Gate, and other parts of Abuja were a waste of resources.
If you want to ask me, I think they are just wasting money. Because even they say decoration, I'm not even seeing anything here. Before you know that, you will come and see the kind of bill they will come and put on the decoration that we cannot even see that they're using decorating and paying for parade and all of that. All they want to do, they are looking for every little avenue for them to extort.
However, the federal government insists that the celebration remains important in ensuring Nigerians remain committed towards praying for peace and development. Speaking at an earlier briefing, the Permanent Secretary, Federal Ministry of Information and Culture, Dr. Ifeoma Anyanwu-Tackle, said there was need to appreciate God for ensuring the existence of the country in peace and harmony 61 years after independence. As the country turns 61, it is believed that if government at all levels will address the positive quest of Nigerians, then attaining the expected level of development would be an easy task. God bless Nigeria.